B-Pod Studios.
Time now for Memories with Grandpa.
Father's Day. Hi, Grandpa!
Hey, Pugsley.
How are you, Grandpa? Grandpa! 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 It's Stan! It's Stan!
Oh, are you calling about the boy?
What boy?
Stan.
No, this is your grandson, Stan, calling. Me, I'm Stan.
Okay.
Grandpa, do you know who I am?
Yes.
Have you had a stroke or something? God, I hope so. Have you had a stroke?
Well, I was just trying to get a little shut-eye.
You've been sleeping.
Well, the air conditioning is out, and all I have is one oscillating fan.
Yeah, the air conditioning is out. It's a hot day, Grandpa. It's got to be in the 90s in that room.
Yes, and, you know, the windows don't open here for obvious reasons.
Yeah, we know why, too, don't we?
So I got one fan, and I count all the way as it turns away from me. Then I feel the breeze. Then it goes away, and I count until it comes back.
How long does it take?
Oh, about, well, it depends which you say, 7 or 8.
All right, I don't care. Sweat it off. You know what? Why don't you buck up? You're always telling me how I got you to grow up and be a man. Learn to take these things. A part of being a man is suffering a little bit. Well, guess what? Your air conditioning's broken. Suffer a little bit. Man up.
Oh, I don't mind it. I just would prefer to sleep through it, much like I did in the hat. Oh, you worthless son of a bitch.
Hey! Hey, you know what? I called today to wish you a happy Father's Day.
I would like just one time to have you down on a table, forcibly lift your legs up, and take a bamboo cane to the bottom of your effing feet.
Hey, why would you want to do that to me? This is Stan.
By God, you're telling me that I tell you to stand. I've asked very little of you.
Hello, this is Stan.
I'm simply asking you to be a man. What's wrong with that?
I'm grown up now. I am a man. You're having flashbacks. The heat's getting to you, Grandpa. The heat's getting to you.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes. You'd be the son of a bitch that was cooperating in building the bridge.
No, Grandpa. This isn't the bridge on the River Kwai. This is not, no. I'm not Alec Guinness. This is Stan.
By the way, I met someone.
Yes?
Who used to be on the radio.
Oh, you did you? Who might that be?
Well, his on-air name was Merv.
Merv?
It was Merv the something or other.
Merv the Surf?
No, not Merv. Merv, like Merv Griffin.
Yeah, but I don't know who another Merv is who was on the radio. I don't care.
But he called himself Merv the something. It rhymed with Merv.
Look, Grandpa.
And do you know what he had the nerve to say to me?
What do you have the nerve to say to you?
He said, did you ever hear the story of Humble Hav? And of course I have. Yeah. Everybody knows that story.
It's a very famous story. If you don't know about it, look it up. that was bizarre.
Well, he showed her.
Well, yeah, I guess he did. He had it all planned out. Kind of like right out of Play Misty for me. Look, Grandpa, can you hear me? Grandpa! Yes. Grandpa!
What is this? Turn it into some sort of Hollywood musical? Papa, can you hear me? Okay, what's wrong, Yentl?
Look,
My mind is a steel trap.
The hell it is. I just called to wish you a happy Father's Day. Father's Day is on Sunday. And I know your son, my dad's dead, and you are a father. So I'll wish you a happy Father's Day. Happy
last time I checked, I'm not your father.
You are a father. You're blood, so I'm wishing... Oh, this is... You know what? I remember when I was...
Humble Harv.
Not Humble Harv. That's a whole different thing. Although, you know, can you blame the guy? I remember when I was a little kid, I used to draw you one of those homemade Father's Day cards, and I'd run up to you and show it to you, and you'd look, you'd smile, crumple it up, and throw it away.
Well, I thought you'd left the room when I did that. I wouldn't do that to
you
a child.
You did it right.
On purpose.
Yes, you did do it on purpose. You did it right in front of me. I had the whole thing. I remember I drew a picture of Grandpa and Daddy and me, and I said, Happy Father's Day to you both. And I ran up to you, and I said, Here you go, Grandpa. Here you go, Grandpa. You son of a bitch. You right in front of me. You crumpled it up and tossed it.
Well, I'm sorry that that's your memory of it. That's not mine.
Oh, it isn't?
And of course, I would never bring up the time your sisters put you in a dress and made you sing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves like Cher.
It was the time. It was Sonny and Cher stuff. I didn't know it was going to go and make a whole big ruckus because I was dressed as Cher. I had no idea.
The way I felt about it at that point, I didn't mind. If you were going to be Sonny or Cher, Betty or Cher.
Hey, do you want me to come over on Sunday and take you out to lunch? I can get you a day pass, and I can take you out to lunch. We'll go to some favorite place of yours, and I can take you out to lunch. Would you like that? Would you like that, me to come and visit you on Sunday?
Well, would you like me to be perfectly honest with you?
Yes, I'm your grandson. It's Father's Day, and I thought I'd surprise you and take you out for lunch. And then I got to get you back before 5, though.
Well, here's how I feel about that.
Okay.
If you would like to, that would be lovely if the air conditioning has not been fixed.
What if the air conditioning's fixed?
If the air conditioning has been fixed, then F you.
Hey! It doesn't matter whether I'm there or not. It's just if your air conditioning's fixed.
Yes.
Yeah? How'd you like it if I took those oscillating fans out of your room? I can do that, too. I can go tell the head lady down over there, take the oscillating fans out. I'm afraid he's going to put a finger in there.
Well, that old Nazi, she doesn't need much of an excuse. But I'll tell you, if you really want to do something...
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd rather just go to the movies where it's cold and dark.
Okay, would you be able to sit through the whole movie?
I don't give a rat's ass what the movie is.
I didn't ask you what the hell the whole rat's ass what the movie is. I asked, could you sit through a movie?
You're damn right I can sit through a movie.
The last time I took you to a movie, I still remember it. You wanted to see that Doors movie that came out about 20 years ago.
And I wanted to see what sort of propaganda that hippie was going to put out.
And I told you, I said, Grandpa, that's about a 2.5-hour movie. It was, I have to use the bathroom. Then I have to go out and have a smoke. Then I have to go and get something, and I can't drink this sugary soda. And I got to go out here. And the movie ended. Seat was empty. Watched the whole movie by myself. Found you sitting out in the lobby.
Nope.
I ain't taking you to a movie. Screw taking you to a movie.
That won't happen again. I'll be in my seat the whole time.
You will?
Yep. I'll be stretched out and snoozing.
There's no point taking you to a movie.
Oh, come on.
It's Father's Day.
It's because you are not, you haven't experienced what I have. And in old age, you look forward to sleeping in a cool, dark place.
You're in bed right now, staring at an oscillating fan, counting to 9 until it spins back your way. And you're telling me you want to go to a movie theater and go to sleep.
Well, I'll tell you, it just reminds me of the infinite capacity that man has for evil.
What? Evil? What evil?
I remember oscillating Fan Dan Hanoi.
In Hanoi. Here we go again. You spent a lot of Father's Day in Hanoi with that other family, didn't you?
What?
Look, I'm done. You know what? I'm done trying to please you. I'm done trying to call you on holidays, come down and visit you. You don't appreciate it. You're a cranky old man who, you know what? I hope you sweat to hell in that damn room of yours. I hope that stuff doesn't come back on. You don't deserve anything.
Well, listen, I need your address because I want to send your little boy a check for his birthday.
I don't have a little boy. I have a daughter. She is your great-granddaughter, and she's a grown adult.
What?
She's a grown adult. I don't have a son. I have a daughter.
I had but one wish.
What's that?
That you would have a boy and name him Stan.
Why? You're Stan, my dad's Stan, I'm Stan, trust me. There doesn't need to be a Stan the Fourth.
How the hell did I tell you what's going to happen to the family name?
Done. I end it. I end the family name. I end it. No more.
You're like a monkey trying to...
Yeah. Take that. A monkey that can hang up on you. And to hell with Father's Day and you stay in that hot box. It's the gratitude I get.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. We're back in the afternoon.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Bless you. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Boy. I haven't had that happen. Well, it's happened since I've had to come back in this building.
Oh, well, you don't know the latest.
When I was breathing that fresh air by the pool, I was fine.
Well, they're doing more things for your protection here. I just caught word.
I'm going back to the pool?
No. Richard, the engineer, was in here when Matt Mangus, program director, was on the air. And he's in here with a measuring tape, taking all kinds of measurements, writing stuff down, doing all kinds, and then walking out. And,
plexiglass?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Between you and I, there's going to be a thing of plexiglass.
Well, what good does that do? I mean, it's done now.
I know that.
Whatever's going to happen has already happened.
I know. So, but I guess, you know, because, and I get...
I don't mind doing the show bareback with you. I've known you for years.
Yeah, we're safe amongst each other.
You don't take unnecessary risks, like hanging out with Chinamen and going into bat caves.
And the thing is, if we say it like that, it's not just about you, Stan and Haney, because they're going to point out that other people use this room.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They come in here to vandalize it.
Yeah. Matt uses this room.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any.
The ops use this room.
But there's nobody else in here with him.
We don't know that.
Send me home.
No, you're getting some plexiglass, Dan.
No, if they think that's necessary, I shouldn't be in here because it ain't going to save anybody.
I don't know where the orders came from. I'm just telling you, you and I are going to be separated by plexiglass.
Like hockey glass?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they're doing. They're contacting the ECHL to see if the Everblades have got some extra plexiglass.
Now, you
there.
And I aside, it may not be a bad idea given what goes on in here when we're not here and,
that's
you know, things being
point.
Thrown around. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to say, it's not just for you guys. But I don't and the thing is, it's going to be at an angle. So that it's between you and I. I don't know if they're putting one up here. They're putting one here.
Why can't I go home?
You can't go home.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
This is where you've been for 30 years. This is where you're supposed to be.
I know what you were about to say.
What? What was I about? You don't know what I was about to say. That's what I said.
You've been here for 30 days.
30 years.
You've been here for 30 years, and this is where you're going to die.
Oh, I swear we're both going to die. And if it happens on the air, that's great radio. That is great stuff. Have me, you just hear me. A big thump on the console. Something gets louder suddenly because my head hits it.
And then I'll rouse myself and.
Yeah.
Stan?
Yeah. And then Junior will do what he's pretty much doing right now, sitting there and not knowing what to do. Do I go in there? Are they still on the air? How do you shut off the mics? What button do I push to play some music?
He wouldn't know by then?
I don't know that he would know. Let me ask you this.
If God forbid.
Yeah. God forbid.
Yeah.
If God forbid.
Okay.
One of us drops dead on the air. That is that's gold. That's radio gold.
But who does it benefit?
I don't know. It ain't going to benefit us. Would you know what to do? Have you ever run this board?
Sure, I can figure it out.
Have you ever run this board?
No, but...
Well, you will today.
All right.
Not yet.
You guys have a couple more years.
Junior, come here for a second.
You want me to come in the room?
Yeah, because I want to...
Hey, wait a second.
There's no plexiglass.
No plexiglass.
I want to show you what to do if I'm not here.
All right.
What, are you pre-planning this?
You never know. You know, it's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Okay. I redid this to make it easier.
You showed this to somebody else once and they never got the...
No. Don't remember anything because I redid it to make it easier for you. Okay. You start the show with...
Get close to him.
You start the show with this.
I don't have your mic on. Just do what he says.
Oh, don't touch it.
How dare you?
You start the show with this, okay? Then when the intro thing fades out, there's going to be your go-to music there. Now, that can vary if you're feeling creative and you want to do another one, but that's there, okay? So, one, two. Then the next one, it's going in order, right? Grab bag. Can you hear it?
No, you can't hear it.
Well, then he's not learning.
That's what I'm saying.
And then,
so much easier, though.
And then the fourth is going to be for the mailbag.
All right, so you got that?
That's all you got to remember. That's your basics, and then this stays down here because I like it there.
All right. Go back and see.
Isn't that easier, Junior?
Yes, it is.
I did that because, you know, you never know when I might just decide to...
Yeah, not show up.
Yep. I'm glad we covered that. I've been meaning to cover that for a week.
What happens if I don't show up?
Nobody shows up.
I'll just click
a
couple buttons.
Is if I don't show up, nobody shows up. If you don't show up, he's going to have to figure out something. There may be a day where I can't show up and they need the two of you here.
Well, I know how to do my job.
You know how to do this?
Nope.
Well,
nope. You insisted on that 30 years ago, Stan.
Junior, come on in here and listen up. I'm going to
teach you. Come back in there again?
Yeah, no. I'll show you that off the air.
It seems to me that you're not quite that comfortable with it.
Oh, never have been. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. What? Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, Stan, it's a dangerous time to be in the breakfast food game.
Yeah, it is.
Because you can't win. Because now any black people that were on product boxes have been removed.
Yes. Uncle Ben, Cream of Wheat, Aunt Jemima.
But at the same time, I saw an article yesterday where they're going after Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Why?
Because why there are three white boys on there. So what are you supposed to do? I don't know.
I guess take any face off a product, whether they're real or fictional. Get rid of Betty Crocker.
Well, yeah, and you can't go the cartoon route either. And you can't use animals.
No, that's cruelty.
So I guess if you're selling rice, you just have a picture of rice and call it rice.
Yeah. Coming up on the show today, we're going to give you a chance to win. I'm going to play Does Junior Know His European Capitals and give you a chance to win?
I bet he knows as many as Derek.
I don't know. I'll explain the game. It's in about an hour. Also, believe it or not, and it's going to be in reverse, this Saturday is the Belmont Stakes. They're running it.
Right.
Then it's going to be the Preakness, and then, like, way in the fall, the Kentucky Derby will be run.
But the Belmont won't be the Belmont. It's not going to be a mile and a half, right?
I think they're shortening it, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, so they got
mile and an eighth.
Got the Belmont.
Which is not the Belmont.
They're calling it the Belmont. It's the Belmont Stakes brought to you by whoever the big sponsor is. It'll be Saturday. About 5:40, the race goes off.
The only thing I can guarantee you, no matter what happens with this year's Triple Crown, it'll be different, a different horse or different horses than it would have been if it was run on time.
Totally agreed. Totally. Got that? I'm going with the Florida horse in that race. The only Florida horse in the race. 6-1 morning line on it right now.
Did they run the Derby?
The Florida Derby? Yeah. And
is that the horse?
I don't know if it won the. I liked it. I like the odds. It's Tap It to Win. That's who I like. And but yeah, Saturday it's going to go in reverse. Belmont. Let's
change. And they call it, like I said, they call it the Belmont, but you're going to have to handicap it in a much
different way. Sure.
I don't like it.
2020 needs to go away. Pewter mug.
I'm sorry. I mean, I tried. Hot damn.
Yep. Bringing us the grab bag this afternoon.
I tried.
US 41 North Naples. If you're going, highly suggested you make a reservation.
Stan, think about the past decade and how rarely I come into a January optimistic. Usually it's lowered expectations. Yeah. I think one year was, here we go again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I come into 2020 saying, hot damn.
And it goes right off the rails.
Quickly.
Early in the year. You know, we've been cooped up. Everybody's dealing with the COVID, staying at home. And the very popular radio serial, The Married Couple, has just captivated all of Southwest Florida.
That's my favorite show.
Here's the...
See, I've got time
edition.
For that
yes.
show. Every time a new episode goes out, I can watch it.
Today's episode, The Father's Day Call.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Hello?
Hey, Mom. Is Dad there?
Oh, hi, Jared. Hold on, honey. He's in the bathroom.
We're out here about to go windsurfing. It's kind of hard to hear.
Hold on. Walter? Walter, it's Jared. Hurry up.
Hello?
Jared's on the phone.
Is he there?
Hurry! Here.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I just wanted to give you a call and say Happy Father's Day.
Whoa, you're breaking up, Jared.
The waves are great, Dad.
Can you hear me?
You should be here.
Jared.
You have to look into the
phones.
Well, that was special.
Did he mention he's windsurfing?
Maybe.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Yeah, I know that sound. Today, later on this afternoon, I think it might be now, going on now, the summer solstice. So we've got a message from Summer.
Hi, it's me, Summer. I just wanted to let you know I'll be in town this weekend. I don't want you to think I'm high maintenance or anything, but if we're going to be together for 3 months, there's going to be some changes. For instance, I need you to go to the store and pick me up some sunglasses, suntan lotion, swimsuit, sandals, shorts. Let me know if I'm going too fast. A new cooler, lawn chair, barbecue grill. You know what? I'll just make a list. Oh, would you also mind picking up a ski boat, ATV, and personal watercraft while you're out? I refuse to sit around the house. This is going to be so much fun. Until you run out of money, of course. Oh, and speaking of money, be sure to set aside $5,000 or $6,000. I like to take a week or two and just drive around. You know, maybe end up in Florida. Which reminds me, pick up a convertible while you're out. Oh, and a swimming pool. I can't wait to see you and possibly give you skin cancer. Bye.
Thank you, Summer. Little cutie. This is so... I don't know what to believe. And the thing is, I tried to go to the feed where this guy is showing you all this stuff. And a bunch of pop-ups, and it locks up on you, so you really can't study what he's saying. But there is a UFO and alien expert.
And isn't that interesting? a man in that profession, yeah. And the website is jammed with endless pop-ups and distractions.
Yep. A UFO and alien expert named Scott Waring claims to have found alien-built structures on the moon. He's so sure of it.
What, with photography with the satellites and the Apollo missions?
Yeah, he said he's so sure of it that he made a video highlighting all of the built structures he sees on NASA's pictures of the moon's surface. Here's just a little bit of what he's saying. He's finding all kinds of stuff on the moon.
But there are so many structures here. They're not shadows. These are not shadows. And look at the pyramid, the steeples behind it. See this? These tall things back there? There's a pipe here. I should have highlighted that one. More pipes going through. Look at the size of these things. Probably not pipes, probably tunnels.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks he sees it all.
Yeah. You know, when they first started NASA, space was much more exciting. You know, we were thinking that maybe there were people living on Mars, that Venus was, you know, a lush jungle planet.
Yeah.
And then when we get there and we finally have proof, we go to the moon and we see that it's a vast airless desert. We go, okay, not quite what we were hoping for, but on to Mars. Let's see what's there. We land on Mars with, this time we got color photography. And it's an airless desert with pretty much the same rocks.
Yeah. Do you know that NASA...
Then we went to Pluto.
Well, we flew by it.
And we got great pictures.
Yeah.
Now, that's a vast, airless tundra. There's nothing there.
In 1976, when NASA first landed a satellite, a lander on Mars, this is how we wanted something to be different. And they told her, I think...
What was that, Viking?
Viking, one of them. It was in the mid-70s when it landed. And it was going to be our first pictures from the surface of Mars. And they were going to be in color. The lander was miscalculated for color when it landed. And the very first picture from Mars had a blue sky. And threw them all. Oh my God, Mars has a blue sky. Nah, the lander's color coordinating things were off.
Yeah, filter got bumped.
Yeah. Yep, fooled them all.
Yeah, and then the Soviets, they managed to land one on Venus. It lasted long enough to send back pictures, and guess what?
What?
Same thing.
Yep.
If you were shown pictures side by side of everywhere we've been able to land or take pictures in space, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
No.
Maybe Mars, because there's a bit of a you know, different color there, but it's the same stuff. It's rock.
Yeah.
And what do they call it? Regolith? We would think sand, but it's regolith. It looks like sand, but we're told it ain't sand.
In the game of golf, you are supposed to honor the rules. Sometimes you're by yourself.
And not just the rules, the unwritten rules, the etiquette. There's a lot that goes into it, as you yelled at me as we were leaving the clubhouse.
You know, your ball could be off next to a tree, and you give it the old foot wedge. Well, that's a violation, and nobody saw you do it, but you did it.
And I remember thinking we had a great day, and as we're getting in the car, and you just You sighed and said, I've never been so embarrassed in my life. And I said, what'd I do? You said, never mind. We're never golfing again.
Ever. In a golf tournament, there are marshals everywhere.
Armed?
No, golf marshals, where you have to go and call a golf official. Like, for example, professional golfer Adam Hadwin. His ball lands next to a rock. Now, he wants a ruling on if he can move this rock. Now, keep in mind, you move the rock, and if your ball moves, that's a stroke penalty. So, Adam...
But you're telling the marshal, it's not my intention, what do I do?
If you need a ruling like that, what do I do? What am I allowed to do?
I need to move this rock, but it might inadvertently touch the ball.
Then you got trouble. And he'll say, no, where it sits, where it stands, play it.
So what are you supposed to do, hit the rock and the ball?
Here's Adam. He sees a rock, what it looks like to be a rock, next to his ball. He goes to touch the rock with the marshal there, but it's just a piece of caked sand, and it crumbles, and the marshal penalizes him for moving sand. Here's the whole thing where the Adam Hadwin is very polite.
So he thought it was a rock.
Yes, but it turned out to be sand. He moved sand by stroke. Adam's trying to be very polite, but he can't help but let him know how he really feels.
I'm pretty sure that's a penalty, what I just did there.
I removed a rock,
and as I grabbed said rock, it crumbled because it was actually sand. I assume it's a penalty. Yeah.
It is.
But I'll just verify everything and make sure, but your ball didn't move. So
No. Ball didn't move or anything like that, no.
Okay, I think it's going to be a two-stroke fire.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I assumed. Okay, thanks. Well, not thank you, but yeah. Screw you, but thanks.
Two-stroke penalty.
Why? Why isn't one stroke sufficient?
I didn't make the rules up. I have to go to the book a lot of times. What do they say about this? There was a golfer that took a huge penalty on national TV. I forget who the golfer was. His ball was underneath the tree.
So you're telling me there's no common sense in golf?
Oh, there is, but I don't know why the penalty strokes are such that, ooh, doing that is two strokes versus one. Ball's underneath the tree, and he's doing a practice swing, and they're saying he better not hit the leaves and the branches on his practice swing, on his backswing, because if he hits that and the leaves fall or he shakes the branch on the downswing, it's a penalty.
How in the world would that benefit him?
I don't know. We all remember Mama June. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yep, America's mom, Mama June.
Yep, in a recent episode...
I was so upset when she broke up with Sugar Bear.
In a recent episode of Mama June, Family in Crisis...
Well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Mama June said that she had to sell her house because she and her boyfriend's meth habit was at $2,500 a day.
The only reason I sold the house... We was dead f***ing broke. Because, you know, at that point, we was doing quite a bit. I mean, it was a couple ounces a day. Our habit was $2,500 a day, if not more.
And we've forgotten totally about Honey Boo Boo.
I think... Honey Boo Boo is not allowed to see Mama June, yeah. And Honey Boo Boo lives with Pumpkin now.
Yeah, something like that. It's got to be something. She's probably a big kid now. All right, I've got the three songs. and follow me on how they determine
poor kid. This. You know, she was just so full of joy. Yeah. And to have Mama June break bad. Ouch. Who saw that coming?
Billboard magazine came up with a cool premise for a list. The greatest final number one song of all time. So in a way, it's who went on out on top at their very best. Here's how they did it. They looked at all the acts in music in the history of the Billboard charts with at least 4 number one hits and then focused on the ones who haven't had a number one hit in the last 10 years. So they haven't had number ones, had to have at least 4 number ones, and this was their, like, the best of the last number ones for them. Coming in at number 3 was from 1999, Cher's I Believe.
Oh.
When you realize she was on the charts, had several number ones, this was her last number one. Final number ones.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Coming in at number 2. Their last number one as a group was 1970, and it was the Jackson 5.
If you should ever find someone new, I know he better be good to you. 'Cause if he doesn't, I'll be there.
The greatest final number one hit of their career, meaning it was their last number one on top. Oh, it's from 1969. It's The King.
Here we go again. Asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real. I'm crying.
Had he gone up just one more notch in 1972 to number one.
Way on down.
No, Burnin' Love.
Burnin' Love didn't hit number one?
Okay, it stalled at number 2 in 1972. We've talked about it before. You know what was at number one and kept Elvis out of number one in 1972? My Ding-a-ling. It's true. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. We got the local beat coming up for you. A word of caution. If you're walking, riding a bike, pushing a baby stroller in Naples, or Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Sizzle and hizzle and after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
277-9600 if you want to call us. Also, in a couple hours, we're going to announce the grand prize winner of the Shred From Your Bed Father's Day Bad Wolves guitar. The votes are in, asking dads to do what they did when they were kids and shred from your bed. Gonna have that.
Our pest control guy, he is here getting ready to spray.
Yeah.
And he and I, whenever he shows up, he and I always chew the beef about what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's healed up now. But you remember I told you about
that? Spider bites.
I said, well, they've kind of faded, but I got some bites here. Do you got any idea what did that? He goes, yeah, I know exactly what did that. He goes, tiny little spiders.
Yeah, you saw it with your own eyes.
But I didn't tell him
right,
that.
He knew right off the bat.
He said, you can barely see them, and they like to be hanging around your pool cage or around the soffit around your pool cage.
And they come down their little string web.
He said, I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, you had for days you were noticing bites in the same area of your hand, and you couldn't figure out what the hell it was, and you were sitting there one day, and you actually saw him come down his little web.
I finally saw what was doing it. And then he says, here, look at my back. You think those little bastards are something? And his back is all torn up.
From bugs?
Brown widows. Guess it takes a while for those to heal.
Oh, yeah. You get scarred. Absolutely. Wow, that's something. Junior wanted me to let everybody know, and he was a pretty good actor. Sir Ian Holm passed away.
Oh, you mean Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, and the droid in Alien. He was 88 years old. Sir Ian Holm.
Gone too soon.
He was 88.
He'd barely begun to live.
Yeah. So there you go with that.
I cannot imagine being 88.
Look, here's how I look at it. I want to live as long as I can be productive. I want to live, if I'm 80 and I'm still getting around and can do basically the things I want to do, let it be 80. But if I'm 80 and I'm bedridden, have to have somebody change me, if I can make it to 90 and still be able to get it, fine. But if it's going to happen at, 70, then let it happen then. As long as I can still do what I want to do, then I'm fine. If it's 80...
See, you're far more demanding.
I never thought I... 58. I'm 58 right now. I remember thinking when I was 20, 21, 22 years old, I couldn't picture Stan being 58. And here's something that, I'll be honest with you, stays in my brain and floats around in there. I'm just 2 years away from when my grandfather died. He died at 60. Dropped dead. And I'm saying to myself, I'm 50. I'm 2 years away from that.
Well, I'm 54 and my grandfather died at 50, so I'm ahead.
Oh, yeah. You're at bonus points for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Way to go. Let's...
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Let's do the local beat. This is some local news that may be of some interest to you. Or
you're really selling it hard, Stan. Back off.
Or may baffle you.
It may be of some interest to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, people down in Naples better wake up or somebody's going to get hurt. Saw this was in the Fort Myers News Press, I believe. Headline. Naples bicyclist says plane's jet blast knocked her across a two-lane road. And it's bizarre, and unless something's done, something's got to be done to fix it. Dateline Naples. A Naples bicyclist said a plane's jet blast knocked her 40 feet across a two-lane road. Terry Carmen was riding her bike home on Thursday morning, past Naples Municipal Airport on North Road. She said there was a plane off to the side instead of where they typically were on the runway. She says, I went sideways. So immediately as I started flying, that was the first thing that came into my mind. Oh my God, are there cars coming?
So she was like launched over Airport Road?
Yeah, well, she was going down North Road. That's a little adjacent where the airport is. So you're going down airport and then you go down North Road and you got.
So she was on a side street.
Side street.
Okay. That's different than worried about cars coming on Airport Road.
Still, nonetheless, a public road. She said there was a plane off to the side instead of where they typically were on the runway. I went sideways, so I immediately started flying. That's one of the first things that came to my mind. Oh, my God. Are there cars coming? Carmen said everything flew out of her basket on the bike. She and her bike ended up on the ground. I could have been killed, to be honest with you, she said. I don't know why this plane was using this maneuver or whatever it was. Her concern is that there is no signage to warn people about jet blasts. You get that, there's the word jet on the ground. They fire up those engines. That's a lot of blast.
Young lady, what you seem to lack the understanding of is that someone infinitely more important than you was expected at a nice lobster dinner in Maine.
Yeah, and they were going to get there come hell or high water.
Yep. And then they'll be back later tonight.
Yep. Here it goes. It goes on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on. I don't know why this plane was used in this maneuver. I could have been killed. Her concern is that there's no signage to warn people about these jet blasts. But the airport does have what they call blast deflectors at the end of its runway. If a blast, she goes on to say, if a blast can carry me and my bicycle clear across the road to the other side, it could take a baby carriage. It could take a stroller. It could injure an old person.
I like the fact that she's negating her own importance.
Right. Yeah. But she did point out that everything in her basket came out.
Probably a bunch of radishes.
Now, Carmen's okay. She has a small bump on her forehead. Now, when notified, the staff at the Naples Municipal Airport said, hey, we need to get in touch with her. to learn what happened and what they can do. Because, yeah, rest assured, somebody else is going to come by there. And if that happens again...
It hasn't happened before, and airport's been there a while.
Been there a long time. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, my name's John.
Hi, John, how are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
So, I'm a pilot, and what probably happened was the jet was running up and warming up the engines. And so what it does is it goes full throttle to test the engines before takeoff. And that's probably how the lady got ejected from her bike.
Now, let me ask you two things. One, is it legal? You're a pilot. Is it legal for a jet to fire up those engines
if it's on the airport
right next to a public road,
airport, I mean, property?
Well, she said it was in a different position than they normally are.
Yeah. If you're not, you don't have to be on the runway to do your startup.
And how strong of a blast comes out of that thing to actually lift somebody clear across a road?
I have no idea what plane it was or how big the engine was, but Yeah, it could have been really, it could have been a really big blast.
Well, let's just say she said a jet. Let's just say the average Gulfstream, maybe even the lower end.
Yeah, probably. That seems like it would be enough.
To blow her across the street?
Depending how close she was to the fence and how close that jet was to the fence.
Let me ask you this, because it's never happened to me, and I don't know. I would assume the force coming from the jet engine, that's not cool air. That should be pretty hot air, too, right?
Yeah, it would be pretty hot.
How long you been flying?
I've been flying for about a year now. I just have my private pilot license. I just fly those smaller planes that you guys see.
Okay. Nice.
So, like, so not a jet. You fly the props.
Yeah, the single-engine Cessnas.
Okay, how old are you, by the way?
I am 18.
First of all, I think great this is job. Fantastic. I knew a couple of people that I went to high school with that wound up working for the airlines and stuff like that because they wanted to learn to fly while they were still in high school.
That's back when the airlines had good jobs.
And I just graduated this year, too. I got my license.
Congratulations. Now, let me ask you this. When was the first time you took your first flight lesson? You're 18. You've got your license now because it's been a dream of Haney and I to solo.
Yeah, but we're not willing to put the work
in. How long did it take you from the first time you sat in a plane, cracked the books because you got on all that mathematics stuff, and flying?
So I started in junior year of high school, which is last year.
So you did it in a year?
About a year and a half, yes.
What's the toughest thing about learning to fly? I I'm not talking about, maybe I am, flying, you know, they'll always give you the test ride where you can go and take the wheel while you're in the air, but the landing and taking off are a whole different thing. Was it the mathematics and learning all the gauges and stuff versus just taking the plane out and flying it?
Honestly, the hardest part of it all was the money. Like, becoming a pilot is easy. It's really easy. It's just time-consuming, and it takes a lot of money. It's not that hard of a thing to do.
Let me ask you this. Of everything that they teach you, on your average flight, how much of it do you use in a percentage?
100%. Like, everything is important.
Really?
Yeah,
I'd think that you had to, you know, learn about extreme situations that don't normally happen, and so you don't end up using it much.
It's better to know what you need to do in case of that emergency than not know what to do.
And Haney's going to remember this. And what's your first name?
My first name's John.
John, Haney and I used to have the luxury of taking what was Cape Air then, and we would go and fly down to Key West. Now, that was a two-engine prop, and because of the crosswinds landing in Key West, Haney and I were on the plane one day, and I think how many would it hold? Six, maybe? Six people?
Six to eight. Yeah.
And we're landing. And I remember the pilot having to compensate for the crosswind, and we were virtually landing, not straight on the runway, but coming in almost a few degrees to the right, where it's like almost coming in sideways to cut across that wind. That's got to be scary.
It's a little intimidating, but it's also a little fun. I think on the day of my check ride, which is the test to get your license, there was like a 20-knot wind and then probably like an 11-knot crosswind from the runway. So,
and you look at that as a little bit of fun and a nice challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at 18, you are off to such a hell of a head start. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep learning, learn to fly helicopters and stuff? Or
jets, or go into the airline business, go into the Air Force? What do you want to do?
Well, my plan A right now is to get into the Army. They have a really good flight program for pilots just getting out of high school.
Uh-huh.
And they also have fixed wings. So a lot of people don't know that the Army has fixed wings airplanes instead of just helicopters. So that is plan A right now.
Oh, my God. The deal that they could cut you with you already knowing how to fly.
You know what?
Nice job.
You got your head on right. Congratulations to you. Best of luck. And stay in touch, okay?
I will.
There's a kid that's got his head on right.
God, I love to hear that.
Yeah, I do too. Don't you love to hear that, Junior?
Yeah, it makes me look like a failure.
Now, see, don't
worry. He's only 9 years younger than you.
You still got time. 277.
Junior's a good boy.
Yeah,
don't
he's a good boy, and it makes him feel bad.
Just because he can't fly an airplane.
Yeah. Not everybody can fly an airplane, Junior. Look at you. You compose music.
Oh, big money.
Okay, well, I don't know. He just told you it was pretty damn expensive, and he's going to go into the military.
Well, I don't know if you'd call it composing. It's more like compiling, isn't it?
I would say composing.
But isn't it more compiling, like a software program where you put the information in and then ask the computer to compile it?
Well, you're still writing arrangements and stuff.
Yeah, but you're asking the computer to compile and perform
it. Is that the way Beethoven did it?
No.
Hey, don't bring up Beethoven.
Why?
Junior?
You didn't hear about this?
What?
There's a whole thing going on around Twitter right now. My sister gave me the heads up. Some people are arguing that Beethoven was black.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for statues of Beethoven?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he was deaf, too. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
This is Kent from Naples.
Kent from Naples. How are you, Kent?
I'm doing well. I got off early today.
Good deal. What do you do?
I'm a mover from Naples, and actually, a buddy of mine actually moved Haney a few years ago.
All right, right on, right on.
Yeah.
He appreciates it. Thanks. So what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, you know, I was going to tell you guys something profound, but after your last caller, like, I just feel like the fact that I got a sound bar gifted to me from a customer.
Yeah.
So now I can listen to the radio show in the house because I didn't have, who has an FM radio anymore, you know? So I would sit in the car. Well, yeah.
I got one in, I think, every room.
Yeah, but that's nice when it's built into the sound bar.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's nice.
Right? Oh, no, it's killer. It's killer. So I got it on a freebie on a move yesterday, so now I don't have to sit in the car. My wife doesn't nag me about sitting in the car listening to the radio show. I've been listening to you guys for years. I'm 35.
Thank you, buddy.
And I remember when it was Joe and Stan. Sorry, Annie.
Well, Annie was there, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little story about the Joe and Stan show.
Yeah,
Joe and Stan show did pretty good for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it? It was a year at Kiss, and then a couple of months at K-Rock.
No, we were a year at 10 months at Kiss, and then we were a year and a half at K-Rock.
When was the first time that the Joe and Stan show hit number one?
When Haney came.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, right there it is.
Now, I know he was getting defensive about it, but you made a mistake, and I understand that. He was here when it was Joe, Haney, and I.
I would have ignored it if he hadn't said sorry, Haney.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad. You know, we stream as well. You can play us on your computer.
You just got a sound bar.
You got a sound bar? Yeah, you got a sound bar.
I'm trying to stay off the grid.
See you later. See you later. Jeez. All right, we got to take a break.
Nah, I totally would have let it go if he hadn't said sorry.
Yeah, I know. That was when you came, it was the first time we were number one across the board. And we had begged that you join us from the start. They were just hemming and hawing as the Beasleys do. And
even after I got here, they tried to screw me over.
Well, they tried to screw all of us over.
Repeatedly.
We were like gangbusters, and the general manager took us in the office and said two words to us: "You suck."
That was after one of our best periods ever. And you're right. We were all called into an office and yelled at.
Yeah.
And none of us could figure it out.
Nope.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Not do as well?
You suck. All right.
Oh, that's all right.
Good times.
The man came up to me before one of my gigs years later and was nearly in tears apologizing. He had a lot of stress on him. He's a good guy, you know that?
Who? I don't know about that.
He's all right.
I don't know. I haven't,
well, he,
let's put it this way. I haven't spoken to him in probably 27 years.
He cleared the books with me because it was an unqualified mea culpa.
Jets don't run their engines up before takeoff. only piston engine airplanes.
Not necessarily.
Always gotta have somebody on there. You always got to have somebody on there. Junior's going to tell us European capitals, and you can win.
Man. Guy's got it made. I wish I was that smart at 18.
I thought you were.
Can you imagine if I started in my chosen career when I was like 18? Oh,
yeah, you did.
I did, and it was 15. It was just the wrong career.
Yeah. Wow. Was it the wrong career? I want him to get it out of his system.
It's hard to believe it, but I think the jury's still out.
We'll be
back.
What
would you say?
Stan, I don't have a comment on this. 96K Rock.
This is the perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Bob. I want to give a quick shout out to Lee County Air Force and Ground Forces. We are under attack by the mosquitoes, and they are doing their best to protect us.
I did the story earlier in the week. It's going to be one of the worst years ever with these saltwater and freshwater mosquitoes.
But I'll tell you, they're doing everything they can.
Lee County spends more money on mosquito control than I think any other county in the state. Millions and millions so that you can enjoy the outside. A half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But now a chance for you to win, and it all is on Junior's shoulders. Here's how this game is going to work. In a second here, I'm going to ask Junior to get us two contestants. You're going to go head-to-head, but it's really on Junior's shoulders. Know your European capitals. I'm going to give Junior a country. He is going to attempt to name the capital city. I will go to our first caller. They can agree with Junior or disagree. If they agree, yeah, Junior's right. That's the capital city. They're going to get a point.
Stan?
What?
He doesn't know any.
I know. Some of these are so obvious. If what?
I don't know how this is going to work. I don't really know any of them.
Some of these are so obvious.
All right.
If that person says, I disagree, that's not the capital of whatever country I say. Then if you agree with him and it is, you're going to get a point. You disagree with him, you're going to have to tell me what the capital is to get a point. We'll base this on time. I don't know how many countries we can name, but we'll go back and forth. It's either agreeing with Junior to get a point or disagreeing with him and then naming the capital. So you can wind up getting a point or you could wind up getting no points if you can't name the capital either. The one who has the most points.
But this isn't Stan's who gets the most points. It's a different game.
No, it's a totally different game. It's Junior's Know Your European Capitals. Please get me two people on the phone, 277-9600. Up for grabs. Oh, we got a new batch of them. Autographed Stan and Haney t-shirts. $25 to Mel's Diner. Redneck Mud Park for their 4th of July weekend. Pewter mug. Touch of Class Pet Grooming in Cape Coral. $50 to get your pet cleaned up. And we got telescoping back scratchers. Those are the prizes. It'll be winner's choice and then maybe a consolation prize for the other person. But it all is on Junior's shoulders. Do I have anybody here yet? Who do I have? I see a lot of lines flashing. Let's the first two. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Ciao, this is Laura, your favorite new American citizen.
Oh, Laura, how are you? What? You're an American citizen, and you came from where?
From Italy.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Bella.
Just as a trial.
Bella, yes.
The capital of Italy, Laura?
Is Rome.
Okay, I just wanted to test. See, okay. Nice job. Good. Hold on. Let's get your opponent.
Okay.
All right. Let's find out who we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jackie from Elba.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you guys today?
Good. Say hi to your opponent, Laura. We've got two women going head-to-head here with...
Hey, Laura. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, this is great. I love this. Now, both of you, I went over the rules. I'm going to ask Junior, our producer, what a capital city is in Europe. I'll give him the country. He's got to tell me the capital city. And then I will go back and forth with you guys. I'll start with you, Laura. You can agree with him that that is the capital city. And,
okay.
if you're right, you're going to get a point. If you disagree with him, then it's up to you to tell me the capital city. If you're able to do that, you're going to still get the point, okay?
Okay.
And, Jackie, you understand that too, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. All right, we're going to go back and forth on this. It's all on Junior's shoulders. We'll start with Laura. Junior, what is the capital city of Belarus? Belarus, what is the capital city of Belarus?
I don't know, Latvia?
All right, he said, Laura, he says Latvia.
I disagree.
Laura disagrees. Laura, do you know what the capital city of Belarus is?
No.
No point. It was Minsk. Minsk.
Okay.
All right. Jackie, you're up
now.
But
wait a second. Laura disagreed. She doesn't get a point for that?
No. If she disagrees, she has to name the capital.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. You're going to get some points, Laura. I feel it. You're a new citizen. You're going to get some points. All right, Jackie, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Junior, what is the capital city of Denmark? Denmark.
Copenhagen?
All right, you say Copenhagen. Jackie, do you agree with Junior that it is Copenhagen?
I do.
You're right. You get a point. Nice job, Jackie. You're on the board. Do we have bells and buzzers?
That was shocking. You want me to do everything at once?
What, he knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you're doing is answering a question, Junior. You can certainly hit a bell for a correct answer.
All right, I'll pull it up.
All right, Laura, we're back to you.
Okay.
Let's hope Junior can do the same for you.
All right.
Junior, what is the capital city of Finland? Finland. The capital city of Finland.
Can you do the next one?
No. Capital city of Finland. I need an answer.
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Something, because I have to ask Laura, if she agrees or disagrees.
Belgium. I don't know.
Belgium. Laura, do you agree or disagree with that?
I guess I disagree.
You should disagree. Do you know what the capital city of Finland is?
Oslo.
What did you say?
Oslo.
What did she say?
Did she say
O-S-L-O?
Oslo?
Who? What?
Oslo.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. The capital city of Finland is Helsinki. Helsinki.
Oh, I knew that.
No, you didn't. Jackie, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Jeez. Junior.
I think what he meant is he knew it after he heard it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's not how the game's played. Junior, this is for Jackie. What is the capital city of Belgium? The capital city of Belgium.
I think, wasn't Belgium the capital city of Finland?
Yeah. So I got it. It's on the list. What's the capital city of Belgium?
I don't know. Prague? Prague?
Jackie, he says Prague. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree because I have a friend that lives in Belgium, and I believe it's Brussels.
You are correct. Nice, Jackie. Good job. That's 2 points for you. Laura, we got to get on the board, okay?
Yep. Come on, help me out, Junior.
All right, here we go. And Laura, you got to speak up for us. Your phone got very quiet that last round.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Right. That's great.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Junior, what's the capital city of Germany? What is the capital city of Germany?
Well, that is Berlin.
Laura, do you agree that the capital city of Germany is Berlin?
I agree.
You should. You got a point. It is Berlin. All right, so you know what? Junior's got a couple of them already.
West Berlin.
Yeah, well, it used to be East Berlin. Berlin used to be in East Berlin, and then Americans and British would have to fly and get permission to fly into East Germany to land in Berlin. All right, here we go. It's Jackie's turn.
Yeah.
Let's see what I've got for... Junior. What is the capital of the country of Greece? Greece. The capital of Greece.
That, I believe, would be Athens.
Jackie, I have to... Do you agree or disagree with Junior that Athens is the capital of Greece?
I agree.
You should agree. It's correct. You got 3 points.
Go, Junior!
That's right.
Let's see.
Yeah. Has been for a while, hasn't it?
About time I get some credit around.
All right.
Here.
This is for Laura.
Okay.
Junior, what is the capital city of the country of Vatican City?
It's the Vatican City.
Laura, do you agree with him?
I agree.
You're right. It's Vatican City. You are correct. Vatican City is its own country with its own army. All right. It's Jackie 3, Laura 2.
Oh, come on, Junior. Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Well, I'm going to get Mama a new pair of shoes.
All right. This is for you, Jackie. What is, Junior, the capital city of Switzerland? What is the capital city of Switzerland? Switzerland. Capital city of Switzerland.
Oh, I should know this.
Yes, you should.
I don't know. Denmark?
Oh, my God, Junior.
I hear you, Laura. Are you seriously? That's what you're saying? That's your answer?
When's the last time I've been to Switzerland?
Jackie, do you agree or disagree with Junior?
I disagree.
Do you know what the capital city of Switzerland is?
I do not.
No points. You know what? I might allow this. We can steal. Laura, do you know what the capital city of Switzerland is?
Lucerne.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
See, no one knows.
I know it's actually, Bern, I don't believe, Bern, but I don't remember what it is.
Bern, Switzerland.
Oh,
Bern,
yes, okay.
B-E-R-N.
I knew that.
Oh, I knew that.
All right, Laura, it's your turn.
Okay.
Let's stick with the S's. Junior, what is the capital city of Sweden? The capital city of Sweden.
Stockholm.
You say Stockholm. Laura, do you agree with Junior that the capital city of Sweden is Stockholm?
I agree.
You should. It is correct. It is Stockholm.
Good, Laura. Good one. Thank you, Jackie.
You know what? I think we're getting a little friendship started here, too. All right, Jackie, this is you. We've got just a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
All right. Jackie, agree or disagree with Junior? Junior, what is the capital city of Ukraine? Ukraine.
Oh, is this one Prague? This one's Prague.
You say Prague.
I say Prague.
Jackie, he says Prague. Agree or disagree?
Oh, it doesn't sound right.
Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Good. Do you know what the capital of Ukraine is?
This was just on Jeopardy. Kiev!
Yes! You did! You got it! All right, here's the deal. After these rounds, and they're completed now, Laura, you have 3. Jackie has 4. This is going to be the final round, since you're trailing by 1, Laura. We're gonna start with you. If you get it, you can tie, and then we'll go to a tiebreaker if Jackie can't get hers. If she gets hers, she's gonna win. All right, Junior, this is for Laura. The capital city of Poland.
Let me think for a second.
Capital city of Poland.
I want to go with Warsaw.
All right, you're going to say you want to. Is that your answer?
That is my final answer, yes.
Laura, do you agree or disagree with Junior that Warsaw is the capital of Poland?
I agree.
You should agree. It is Warsaw, and you've made it a tie.
Good, both of you guys.
All right, now here we go, Jackie. It's all going to be decided with you whether we go into a tie break or not. You get this right, and you're going to win.
My Jeopardy is paying off.
You get it wrong.
Okay.
I'll give Laura a chance to steal so she can win. Or if neither one of you know it, we're going to go into overtime.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Junior, what is the capital city of Portugal? The capital city of Portugal. The capital city of Portugal.
Madrid.
Jeez. Jackie, do you agree that Madrid is the capital city of Portugal?
No, I disagree, Junior.
What is the capital city of Portugal?
The capital city of Portugal is Lisbon.
You win, Jackie!
Great job!
Nice job. And Laura, you played a very good game. Again, you got to deal with Junior, and he's throwing out some really obscure stuff. You know what?
I told you, I don't know this stuff.
Here's what I'm going to do. Both of you, I'm going to send you both over to Junior and pick a prize, okay? He's going to tell you what we've got.
Everybody's a winner.
Pick a prize, and you're going to get something. So, Laura, first of all, congratulations on being an American citizen. We love you to have you in this country. Junior will tell you what you can win.
Good job, Jackie. You too. Nice meeting you. Bye.
Hold on, Laura.
What lovely contestants.
This is great. You see, look at that, Jackie. You made a new friend.
Yes.
And you did very well. And feel free.
All that Jeopardy watching paid off.
Yep.
We watch it every night at 7:30.
Feel free to go and pick a prize out with Junior and enjoy, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. And Haney, it's so nice to have you back in the studio.
Isn't it, though? I totally agree,
Thank
Jackie.
You, sweetheart. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Friday afternoon. You've got about 46 minutes away from quitting time. Then your weekend begins. And me and my buddy Haney, we're here with you right until that final whistle blows. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. I do want to let you know in about 45 minutes, we will announce the grand prize winner of the Shred From Your Bed Father's Day electric guitar.
That'll
for
be
the
in
Bad
about
Wolves.
4 to 5 minutes.
45 minutes. A lot of people saw the videos. A lot of people voted. We have a winner. And I saw earlier today, before we got in here, people were texting, when are you going to announce the name? We'll announce it
in 4 to 5 minutes.
45 minutes, right before Mark Haney in the news. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, our first look. All right, a couple of things on the board. Both in Fort Myers. We'll start with this one. Hit and run. I-75 southbound at mile marker 141. And then we got a crash, Fort Myers, 6 Mile Cypress, right at the sports complex. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, you're going to find out right now here. Haney's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A couple of interesting ones on there today. This can be a controversial subject, and they've done a survey to determine Americans' habits when it comes to this.
Habits.
What foods do you put ketchup on, and what foods don't you put ketchup on?
Could never understand why people put ketchup on scrambled eggs or ketchup on a hot dog.
Well, we'll have a spirited debate
in less than an hour.
Well, Stan, you are lucky enough to have found your soulmate.
Yeah.
But not everyone is that lucky. And the internet went crazy when a person on Etsy, calling themselves the psychic artist, guaranteed they could produce a picture of your future soulmate.
Really? How'd that work out?
We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
And finally, Stan, as you well know, you can't judge people by their appearance.
I do. You're right, Haney.
Or can you?
I do. Sorry, I do.
This is going to come as a shock to some people. A man with a face tattoo of a machete is arrested for a machete attack.
You don't say.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
All right, thank you. We could really, really use some laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Hi.
Wow. Wow.
Why on earth would he do that?
I have no idea. It's not like he...
Is he weeping?
What's going on? What's going on with you?
I'm sorry, wrong cue.
I'll tell you what.
Why did that happen?
Because I got a little butt hungry.
He's daydreaming. He's daydreaming.
You got a little butt hungry? What are you talking about?
Butt hungry.
Button hungry.
Oh.
You're daydreaming.
I was thinking about my future soulmate.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was going back in his mind to lost loves, wondering, is that my soulmate?
No. As the great Brad Delp once taught us, don't look back.
Yeah, but I want you to just pay attention to the now, okay? Stop drifting off on us.
I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we learned from Dad.
Top things we learned from Dad.
A good parent accepts their child no matter what. unless that child is silly enough to pursue a career in radio.
Mama. It's Dad's Day. It's not Mama's Day. This is Dads and Grads.
Sorry.
Daydreaming.
You can achieve anything you put your mind to if you keep your expectations low.
Yep.
You'll only make your children weak if you tell them you love them. Never, ever show your true emotions. Unless, of course, you've been drinking.
Hold my beer.
Shark Girl says Junior is the passive-aggressive king of button pushing. I agree.
Well, he said he got a little button hungry.
Yep.
Yes, that's very creative, Junior.
Top things we learned from Dad. There is nothing wrong with putting your cigarette out on someone else's plate.
Yep.
Buying tools in a workbench is a great excuse for hanging out in a garage and getting blackout drunk.
Yep.
Being forced to trade in a Corvette for a minivan definitely doesn't lead to any sort of, well, seething resentment. If you ever want to hear someone fart, all you have to do is pull their finger.
Pardon?
There is no crying in baseball. Unless you had money on the game. Son, it's nothing to be ashamed of, and everyone does it, but man, you should have seen the look on your face. Say no to drugs. Except beer, wine, vodka, antidepressants, and a little weed once in a while.
You got a whole lot more than those.
Always use birth control unless you want to end up like him.
Personal file, 69, office. He was giving them the business.
Hotter waitress equals higher tip every time, regardless of service.
Oh, it is ma'am.
It's always an old high school injury that kept you from playing in the NFL, NHL, yeah. MLB. Yeah. There is absolutely no reason to pay good money for an oil change when it only takes 4.5 days to do it yourself.
That's right. And you let it seep right into the lawn.
Your belly makes a great snack tray when you're stretched out on the Barca lounger.
Got that right.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and dessert.
Going to the store for a pack of cigarettes can take up to 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
That smell is the dog. It's always the dog. And finally, the very top lesson we learned from Dad.
Yes.
Even though they're highly paid professionals, football coaches have absolutely no idea what the hell they're doing.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Helmet, I left the building.
That's it, baby.
You got some practicing to do, Junior. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This was sent in by Kayla. She just simply wants to know, wants our opinion. You were doing those games about luck or skill. What about Yahtzee? That's a rolling of the dice, though, isn't it? I'm more luck.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I played Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah, since I was a kid. My mom used to make us play it. Didn't like it.
That's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun. This is from Robert. I like this. Ahoy, gentlemen. To all the dads that will receive Father's Day wishes this Sunday, if you receive that greeting, odds are that your kids are not burning crap down. Dads, keep America strong and united. Got to admit, the stay-at-home mom is also crucial when it comes to praise and discipline. And a lot of them are hot, too. Signed, Robert.
Put a lot of thought into that. Thank you, Robert.
And our super fan, Scott from Naples, looking to dig up stuff.
I thought he liked us.
I thought so, too. Hey, guys. Ever since I've started smoking again and toned down the Gulfstream breezes to about 80 proof rum only, I've become more clear.
That's not the recipe for a Gulfstream breeze.
No. What do you put in your Gulfstream breezes?
I mean, you're drinking something, but it ain't a Gulfstream breeze.
Yeah, but 80 proof rum's good. 80 proof rum is good. I like a little floater, though, with the dark stuff.
Yeah, little Appleton.
Yeah. I've actually decided to open my own virtual consultant firm. It's called Consultants Affecting Negative Thoughts, or CANT for short. All employees will be trained to give businesses a minimum score of an 8 on a 1 to 10 scale of offensiveness. No matter the slogan, / content, or goal of their company, this consulting would, of course, continue into perpetuity. It should be a really good moneymaker until people finally snap the F out of it. I digress. Now, Stan, I believe there was a texter earlier this week that claimed to be your West Coast twin. Now, I do agree that something like that may have been once considered preposterous or strange, but correct me if I'm wrong, and Haney touched on it briefly yesterday, but wasn't there a crazy woman within the last 2 years that claimed to have had genetic ties to you? Maybe it's not so weird after all. Anyway, love you guys. Signed, Scott from Naples. P.S. It might be a big ask, but if Junior could find the assorted cuts of Stan saying toodaloo, now might be the time to look them up, because the way things are going, it might be a good tool to have handy. For you, Scott, toodaloo. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Friday afternoon. Coming up close to quitting time, about 20 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic. And then tonight's the big night. Starting at 7, where you can catch the Dave and Chuck Peep Show live. We'll give you the details on that. in just a second. Let's get you updated. Okay, just one thing on the board right now that you need to be aware of, and it is a crash in Fort Myers. Three Oaks Parkway and Alico Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another update for you in about 30 minutes. Tonight at 7 o'clock on DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, 96K Rock presents the Dave and Chuck the Freak Peep Show Live, virtually live, I should say. Join Dave, Chuck, Lisa, Andy, James, Jason, and the whole gang as they review their favorite Peep Show clips during this live show. You will get to hear their takes on what's going on during the clip, what's happening behind the scenes, and more. So jot it down. 7 o'clock tonight, the stream of Dave and Chuck the Freak's Peep Show virtually live. If you want all the details on that, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. All the details tonight at 7. Ahoy!
Hey, Bob!
Oh, jeez. Ah, man, it's our old buddy from North Fort Myers. Boy, right, hanging out right down there around Pondella. He goes up and down that street for hours at a time. What's going on, Bubba?
Yeah, you know, sometimes they call me the mayor.
You know what? I think when you're hanging out down the bar and you're holding court, they're calling you the mayor, aren't they? And you believe it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, no, sir, I ain't delusional. I know I haven't appeared on no ballot or nothing. It's just a nickname, you stupid mother.
You shut the hell up, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you try to say that to my face.
I'll say it to your face. You know
you're
what?
You're a dickwad.
What's the matter? If I met you in person, would you be too good to shake my hand?
Well, that's already happened. That decision was made a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I believe that decision is made in 1994.
You know, and to think, picking up the phone and hearing your voice, I was almost, I don't know if it's appropriate or not for you, I was almost going to wish you a happy Father's Day, but I don't know if you celebrate Father's Day.
Well, now, look here. That's part of the reason I'm calling.
Oh, really? You a father?
Yes, I am.
All right, then I'll say it. Happy Father's Day.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you a father?
Yes, I am a father. It would be nice to say it back to me.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, you son of a bitch.
Your kids even speak to you?
Yeah, do yours?
Some of them.
Wait a second. How many kids you got?
Now, looky here.
Looky here. Where do you get with this looky here?
Looky here.
Jeez. What a pain in the ass you are. You're a pain in the ass.
I wanted to ask you.
I tried being peaceable.
Well, I am peaceable.
Doesn't sound it. What did you want to ask me?
Well, look here.
Jesus, jumping.
I wanted to ask you because you are part of the public airwaves and considered essential personnel.
That's true. Something you're not.
Because I like to celebrate Father's Day, but I need to know something.
All right. I'll be glad to help you. See?
Because I haven't gotten a text or a phone call or nothing. What I need to know is, according to the government, is the strip club going to be able to be open on Sundays, or did they say, no, you got to wear a mask?
I don't know if the strip clubs, are they going to be open on Sundays or no, you got to wear a mask? Well,
yes, sir.
Wouldn't you think that if a strip club was open and you used to work at one, remember you had the barbecue out back, you would think that if you're in close proximity that you probably have to wear a mask.
Well, I'd say some of these gals make more money if they wore a damn bag over their head.
Now, look, it's Father's Day. I'm sure you probably have a daughter that's of dancing age.
I have many daughters. I have many sons, sir.
Stop.
And all I'm trying to figure out is whether I need to wrangle up my gas grill from the strip club, because we're going to have a family gathering. I'm trying to determine if that's going to happen here at the park, or if we're going to have a family gathering like tradition, where we normally have a Father's Day celebration in back at a strip club in the parking lot.
Wait a second, you'd bring your kids to the back parking lot of the strip club?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know that that's appropriate.
Was that appropriate or not?
It's a dang
parking lot.
Why don't you go and plan for the park? Why don't you go and plan for that?
Because then I got, as a matter of fact, I got two gas grills and I got a smoker over there.
How many people are you expecting for this Father's? How many kids? I don't know that I've ever asked you this. How many kids do you have?
Sir, I honestly do not know the answer.
Right, and you know, I was going to follow that up with, how many do you give child support to? Probably not that many. You know what? You got a, you're taking pride. Got a bunch of kids.
Well,
you take care of none of them.
Look here, I got immunity toward child support because I'm disabled.
You're disabled? You're a drunk? But what are you? How are you disabled?
I filled out a form, and I got, what do they call that, a play card that you put on your mirror that shows a wheelchair so you can park wherever you damn well please.
Are you in a wheelchair? Do you have a debilitating injury that makes you worthy of having one of those little things you put in the window? Or are you just cheating the system, which I think you are?
I don't know what you're talking about, but there is times that I would prefer not to have to walk too far.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't make you disabled.
As a disability.
What disability do you have?
Look here.
No, you answer the question.
I got a disability that I'm afflicted with.
What's that?
That makes me sometimes not want to have to walk from the back end of the parking lot up to the front.
Yeah. It's called drinking. It's called being
you
drunk.
You say what you want, but this is about me and my kids, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to celebrate Father's Day. Okay?
Okay, why don't you call your strip club that you barbecue at and find out if they're going to be open so you can bring all the kids. What are their ages? What's the youngest?
Well, hell, my youngest, I'd say probably by now, two.
Two? Bring them out of the back of the strip club. Look.
Now, look here, though.
Looky here.
I have two. What they call non-traditional, non-nuclear family.
Yeah, because you've impregnated a lot of women over the years, and you married none of them.
Impregnated or not, don't make no difference.
It most certainly does.
When they mama wants to live in my trailer, they all gonna live under my rules. And this has happened many times. And there's some kids that call me daddy was only here for a week or so, you know, 7 years ago. I'm the only male they look up to.
So if one of your ladies, like, say, a Nikki, remember when you dated her, Nikki, and she had her kids in your trailer, and I think that, you know, they must have been like four and six, and they called you daddy. You still stay in touch with those kids, and they still call you daddy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you cut out on me. I thought you hung up on me for a second.
I didn't hang up on you. Don't even say that. Now, let me find out. How many kids do you know for a fact are yours? Not and I say adopted because you never adopted anyone, but you knew, you know, Nikki's kids for a week or two, and they called you daddy. How many are your kids, and how many are just calling you daddy for this weekend's big Father's Day picnic?
I don't see the difference because I love them all just the same, and there's about 75 of them minimum.
75 minimum?
Yeah.
I don't want you to do this, but if you had to, could you name them all?
No.
Okay. And what
they did? Yes, if a little old boy or a little old girl come up to me and goes, "Hey, daddy."
Yeah. That happens a lot.
If it's a girl, I'll say, "Hey, Peaches." And if it's a boy, I'll go, "How you doing, son?"
Okay, and all that happens a lot. How the oldest one? How old is the oldest kid that calls you daddy?
Oh, probably about 45.
Okay, 40. So we got kids ranging from 2 to 45. What about now? Are you living with anybody in your trailer right now?
Yeah.
Really? And if you don't mind, what's her name?
Real classy lady used to work the third shift at the Circle K named Bethany. Okay. She got a 6-year-old.
She's good. And how long? Wait, hold it. There's too many questions. How long have we been seeing Bethany, the one that used to work the third shift at the Circle K? How long have we been seeing her?
About a day and a half.
She's got a 6-year-old. You've moved them both in. And does the 6-year-old call you daddy?
Yeah.
You insist upon it, don't you?
When you're under my roof, you follow my rules, okay?
And do you do anything for these 75 kids of yours? Do you ever go help support them? Do you ever go and, you know, give them money for school, especially the young ones, diapers and toys and stuff for the holidays and all that? Do you do any of that, or is it just another notch on your trailer hitch?
Way I got it worked out is that there are certain things you go see your mama about that.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of things. The best investment I ever made was I was at a pawn shop one day. And I wanted to trade in an old rifle because, well, never mind why, but I just wanted to get it to another owner.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't particularly know much of what they had for trade at that point, but I picked up something that I thought at first was a DVD player, and it was called the Sony PlayStation.
Sure, yeah, Sony PlayStation.
And it does a real good job as a VCR. It's got a weird remote control, two-handed.
Okay. Yep. And what, did you give that to one of your 75 kids?
Well, I watched my DVDs on it.
Oh, so you have it for yourself.
Yeah, but then I found out this thing also plays video games.
Yes!
And so when the kids need something from me, they know they can get one or two things from daddy.
And what's that?
They can ask politely if they can use the PlayStation, or they can ask me if they need a glass of Kool-Aid or water.
Oh, wow. You are something
else. And that way I provide for them.
That really, yeah. You go above and beyond, don't you? You go above and beyond. Hey, let me ask you this.
And his 6-year-old.
Yeah, the new one. Bethany's kid.
Yeah, I don't recall the kid's name off the top of my head.
Right.
I call him Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy says to me, he says, you know, I never had Kool-Aid. I like it better than Red Bull.
In these uncertain times, we all want to protect our loved ones. But at the same time, we don't want to spend money needlessly. So leave it to Stan and Haney to come up with a perfect solution. Welcome to Stan and Haney's Use Masks and Gloves. Stan and Haney have contracted with local hospitals and outpatient clinics to purchase at a big discount an entire container of pre-loved medical-grade masks and gloves and are now passing the savings on to you. These are the very same masks and gloves used by healthcare professionals over the past few weeks. Many look like new. Some even smell like new. But they sure don't cost like new. So why pay more? Each has undergone a thorough two-point inspection. And with so many styles and colors to choose from, it's hard to decide. So at Stan and Haney's Used Masks and Gloves, you can try before you buy. The ones you don't want, just return to the shelf. What could be simpler than that? And while you're there, pick up some Phillips 66 brand hand sanitizer, powerful enough to remove stubborn grease and tar from your hands. And that distinctive gasoline odor means you know it's working. So visit Stan and Haney's Used Masks and Gloves, where the only thing more important than safety is saving you money. Located next to Woolworths in the Piggly Wiggly Plaza, where Old 41 meets Older 41. Call Northside 7872 or find us in the Yellow Pages under Medical Supplies, Used. And yes, we give S&H green stamps.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also update you on traffic. But first, a big congratulations, a big K-Rock congratulations to Jaron Ching of Cape Coral. Jaron is the winner of the Bad Wolves autographed guitar. Jaron received the most votes for his performance of Collective Soul's Heavy, in which he played not only the guitar, but all the instruments. Jaron is also the sound man for the local rock band Bite the Bullet. Congratulations to Jaron, and thank you to everyone who entered and voted in the Shred From Your Bed contest for Father's Day.
I think there should be a nice honorable mention for the slide guy.
And well, a nice honorable mention for the slide guy. But Jaron gets the Bad Wolves electric guitar. And a nice mention for the slide guy.
See what his name is.
Look it up. I'll do some traffic, and then you can tell us who it is. Here we go. A couple of things on the board. All right, Fort Myers to start things off. Crash. I-75 and Alico Road. And then in Bonita Springs, we have a disabled vehicle. Riverview Center Boulevard and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
Did they take it off the website already?
They might have. Since we announced the winner now, that might have all entries had to be in, all votes
well,
had to be in.
The slide guy knows who he is. I thought he did a good job.
Good job. Mark Haney and the news.
Boy, that was quick. It's gone.
Well, we move on to something else. Mark Haney and the news brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Martini was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 19th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Big howdy-do to our production guy, Rick Peterson. This is his favorite part of the day as he's driving home.
Junior?
Yeah, buddy.
Can you bring up a map of the country of Ecuador so that Stan and I can both see it clearly?
We may ask at any time to zoom in.
Is that a lot? Or
is that hard to do?
You know how to spell
Ecuador?
Ecuador.
Do you want like a regional map of
I would
Ecuador?
Like. I would like a map of Ecuador.
Copy that.
Standing by.
Yep. 10-10 on the side. Is that right? 10-10?
10-8, 10-10.
10-8, 10-8. How's that? Is that a good enough map?
Yeah. Maybe zoom out a little bit and do give us a little bit of
what
a regional
have to
view.
Do is, there he goes. All right. What?
That's as far out as
so it's it borders Colombia and Peru.
I'll take your word for it.
On the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. That does look like the west side there.
And I find this highly interesting. The country of Ecuador is split by the equator. The equator runs right through Ecuador.
See, that would be a nice thing to get a map of Ecuador with the equator cutting through it so I could see where it cuts through and all that. This shouldn't be that difficult.
Now, because of this unique location.
Yeah.
Winter and summer happens simultaneously in Ecuador. When the northern part of Ecuador is experiencing winter, the south is having summer.
Ah, good map.
And vice versa.
It would be like the first day of summer, north, and then south would be the first day of winter.
Indeed. Not that big of a country.
No, but it goes right through it. So like Ecuador, which is the capital city, that's the first day of winter, right? Is it winter? South? Winter?
No, winter and summer. Remember, winter and summer are happening at the same time.
Right.
North part of the country is having winter, the south is having summer, and then vice versa.
Hold on. Right now, we're north of the equator, and we're going into summer.
Mm-hmm.
So north of the equator, they, too, are going into summer.
But just to the south, it'll be winter.
They're going into winter.
Yep. Bizarre when you think about it.
It is. That's what makes Earth the Earth. Where's that place in the United States where you can stand in one spot and be in four states?
The Four Corners region?
That's it. Where you're in four states at one time.
Mm-hmm. We always like to follow things back to the origin. You know, where did it come from? Today we are quite familiar with a device called the breathalyzer.
Yep.
Now, the breathalyzer was created in the 1930s.
Didn't know that.
when it was created, it was not called the breathalyzer. What do you suppose it was called?
I don't know, the drunk meter.
It was called the drunk-o-meter.
Was it really?
Yep.
Drunk-o-meter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta have that O in there with the little apostrophe.
Yep.
Drunk-o-meter. Bring up what an old drunk-o-meter used to look like. Stop daydreaming.
He's thinking about his soulmates, Dan.
I know.
Now, if there's one TV show I know you can't get enough of, Stan, it's Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was a classic TV show. Is that a real drunk-o-meter, by the way? Drunk-o-meter?
That's a drunk-o-meter.
She's blowing up a balloon.
It looks like a Scientology e-meter.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so what? Seinfeld, yes.
See if you can do this. What character made the most appearances on Seinfeld outside of the four main characters?
Pretty obvious there. Newman. Will you agree with me on that one, Junior? You're nodding your head. Newman.
It's either that or Larry David.
That's George Steinbrenner? Larry David never came on as himself.
Yeah, he was always
He played the back head of George Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
And he was also the man with the cape.
Neither one of you are correct. The character who made the most appearances on Seinfeld outside the four main characters was Ruthie Cohen.
I don't know who that is.
A waitress and cashier at the diner.
Oh.
She was in 101 of the 180 episodes the background.
Oh, as an extra. All right. Larry David. Nobody knew it was Larry David. What am I looking at? Is that her right there?
That's her in the background.
101 out of 180 episodes.
You know what? She had, that was on for a lot of seasons. She had steady work.
We've done this with solids. Now let's go with liquids. We're talking about the average adult here.
Okay.
And liquid refuse.
Urine?
Yes.
What do you want to know?
The average adult, as far as urination, in a calendar year, how many bathtubs would the average person fill up? Average.
You're right. You're not talking about, you know, like bladder buster night at some place and, you know, a heavy drinker. Fill up
how many bathtubs?
A bathtub?
How many bathtubs would the average person fill up with urine over the course of a calendar year?
Well, you wouldn't ask it if it was one bathtub, which I think is plenty.
It might be. It could be zero bathtubs.
No, you wouldn't use bathtub. There is a bathtub in this.
I'm just using it as a unit of measure. It could be half a bathtub.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say two bathtubs.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Less? More?
The average adult produces 500 liters of urine a year, which is enough to fill up three bathtubs.
Right on, man.
That's the average.
Yep.
Don't count on that containing it for everybody.
I think I'm going to go and figure that out for myself. I'm just going to keep peeing in the bathtub.
Today is the 19th of June, 2020. Let's get started.
Let's get started. Put the plug in that tub and let's get flowing. There's somebody that would do that.
Honey, we're going to need another tub soon.
Go to the guest restroom. Guest toilet. Three bathtubs.
Three bathtubs. Do we want break time or do we want another one?
We can do break, and then when you come back, we can do three stories.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Stop daydreaming, Junior. He heard that Diamond District commercial. If you're in love and want to be engaged, and
he's thinking about his soulmate. Yeah. Bill. Many times on this program, we will bring up a seemingly innocuous topic, and then it becomes something much, much bigger. I don't know if that will be the case here, but everyone will have strong opinions over complete nonsense. A new survey asked people what foods they will put ketchup on and what foods they won't.
Hot dog, eggs. Won't put it on that. And it really gets me mad if somebody has a nice steak and they put ketchup. You don't put ketchup on a nice cut of meat.
So you are anti-hot dog, anti-egg.
Yes, sir.
I will tell you right now that America could not agree less with you.
What?
Hot dog was number one for ketchup.
Mustard, relish, some chopped onion.
85% of people use ketchup on hot dogs.
Well, they're wrong.
And that is the number one thing people want to put ketchup on.
Ketchup on a hot dog.
That is the number one thing.
You put ketchup on a hot dog?
Most definitely.
Most people do.
You put ketchup on a hot dog?
Yes.
I don't.
I put everything else you mentioned as well, but I also put ketchup.
Mustard, a lot of people like it, but I won't put a sauerkraut on a hot dog either. I don't like that. But no ketchup on a hot dog.
A close second. French fries, 83% say ketchup, please.
Totally agree.
At number three, remember, less than hot dogs, burgers, 82% want
less,
ketchup.
I got to have some ketchup on a burger.
And number four to me is absolutely shocking. I wouldn't even think this would be on the list. And there are a couple of those, but this one is. How many people put ketchup on chicken nuggets?
You use a barbecue sauce, a
sweet
honey,
and sour,
honey mustard,
tangy
honey. Evidently it's not. I would say well under 50%.
69% of people put ketchup on chicken nuggets.
That's a crime.
Eggs. Stan does not like it.
No, I see those people who get scrambled eggs and they got the ketchup bottle and they're pouring ketchup on the eggs, which evidently Junior is totally in agreement with. Ketchup on eggs.
29% use ketchup on eggs.
All right, so I'm in the majority.
What about a grilled cheese sandwich?
You know what goes on a grilled cheese sandwich? Bread, cheese. Maybe if you want to make it deluxe, you can throw some other like meat or something on there. But the cheese itself is the condiment.
21% use ketchup.
Ridiculous.
Now, at number 7, they have other sandwiches. God knows what. 14% said, I don't care what it is, put ketchup on it.
I'll put some ketchup on a patty melt. I can't think.
I would put patty melt with burger.
Yeah. A ham sandwich, mustard. What else? Throw me another sandwich out there, Haney. Go ahead.
Well, we got to keep moving.
Oh, sorry.
And number 8 is a complete mystery to me.
What?
9% of people put ketchup on pasta.
Well, that's the poor households that, you know, don't have the money for sauce, and they tell the kids, here, I'll put ketchup on it. It looks the same.
And finally, 14% of people say they have no problem eating ketchup by the spoonful.
That is, my grandmother's boyfriend, Joe, remember him?
That ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, Mr. Not Necessarily himself, always used to, here was his big problem.
Mr. Criminal is what he is.
Yep, to the day he died, he thought it was perfectly normal when you left a restaurant to leave a dollar tip. Your bill could be $42.50. Yeah, I'm taking everybody out. Tip, come. Would leave a dollar on the table, you idiot. But he was also telling me back in World War II days when things were being rationed and they did it in the Depression that people would go into the diner, order a hot cup of water, and pour ketchup in it so that they could have tomato soup.
Well, Stan, you have to understand, he's from a different era. He wasn't paid with money. He was paid with salt.
Yeah.
And now what Junior has been waiting for. Do you want to know what your future soulmate looks like?
He's been daydreaming about this all day.
There's a person on Etsy calling themselves the psychic artist. Quite an artist.
Yeah, a BS artist.
And they use their psychic abilities to see your future soulmate. Then they draw a detailed sketch of them so that you can see exactly what they look like.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that for Junior? Can you believe it?
They will describe their personality and email all of it to you within 24 hours.
For free?
Now, Stan, the psychic artist does all the hard work, but you've got to play your part as well. All you need to do is to provide your name and birth date.
Right.
And pay $66.
Jesus.
The psychic artist recently went viral and was so overwhelmed with orders that they've been forced to take a temporary pause to catch up. Buy more ink for the copy machine.
That's what it is.
Oh, look. My soulmate's Morgan Fairchild, too.
Oh!
But if you insist, you can sign up for their lengthy wait list and get that drawing of your soulmate once they're accepting new clients.
Right. He's hoping that.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, do I have to say it again, Stan?
What?
Do not confuse flower of youth with true beauty.
Oh, he'll remind you she's well into her 30s now.
My point is really starting to make sense. Can you really judge a person by their appearance?
I do.
Or are you just being silly?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
There's a 25-year-old gent named Justin Couch of Spring Hill, Florida.
Where's Spring Hill?
Got to be north of Orlando, south of Slocala.
Okay.
Justin has what they call body art.
Sure, sure.
What we used to call a tattoo.
Yes.
Well, he has a tattoo of a machete under his left eye.
Right on.
Now, if you see a guy and he's got a tattoo of a machete on his face, would it be fair to judge him based on that?
I would.
Well, on Saturday night, Justin attacked a man with a certain weapon.
A machete?
Yes. Apparently, Justin and the other man were arguing, and Justin whipped out his trusty machete and went to work on the guy's head.
Oh.
When the man made the big mistake to put his hand up to block the machete blow to the head, the blade made contact with his left forearm. It was so bad, he immediately passed out from the intense pain.
Oh, my God.
The man was rushed to the hospital. He will live, but can no longer move his left hand. Justin has been charged with aggravated battery. Who could have seen it coming?
And now you bring it up. I had to sit through that whole story watching your sweetheart Ocasio. And now
she's beautiful, wasn't she?
No. She I see her and I become enraged.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of true beauty comes from the inside.
Yep.
And they say that the eyes are the lamps of the soul, and hers
say.
Are just coal black.
Yep. Dead.
I see dead flowers.
Eyes. Well, let me tell you something. Your eyes aren't too sparkly.
And that's the news for today, Friday, June 19th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
How are my eyes, Stan?
You have a sparkle and a twinkle. What about mine?
Alive with light.
Thank you. What about Junior's? Like a doll's
shifty.
Eye. Yep, shifty, crafty. Look at this guy with the machete eye. His eyes are dead.
Yep.
Just like Ocasio-Cortez.
I fear for this country.
Who doesn't? We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. We got just enough time now to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Final look. All right, two things are on the board right now. We'll start in Fort Myers, where there's a crash. Trailwinds Drive in South Cleveland Avenue. The other one showing up is in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. Old 41 Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit, huh?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I just got married about a year ago. Thank you. We did all of our own decorations for our wedding. This one decoration, that's a Japanese tradition, where as a couple, you fold 1,000 paper cranes. And if you're able to finish for your wedding date, you're supposed to have good luck throughout your marriage. We did an Americanized version of the Japanese tradition where the man folds 995 paper cranes. And then the woman folds 5 ugly, unrecognizable paper cranes. And now for the rest of our lives, we're going to tell everyone that we folded 1,000 paper cranes. I hope that the amount of luck that we have in the marriage is proportionate to the amount of cranes that we folded for that afternoon. I don't know why the ceiling's only leaking on your half of the bed. Maybe you should have folded more cranes. I don't know why only your half of our plane is crashing. My half is being suspended by magic paper cranes.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, love!
Oh, jeez. Ah, man, it's our old buddy from North Fort Myers. Boy, right, hanging out right down there around Pondella. He goes up and down that street for hours at a time. What's going on, Bubba?
Yeah, you know, sometimes they call me the mayor.
You know what? I think when you're hanging out down the bar and you're holding court, they're calling you the mayor, aren't they? And you believe it, hook, line, and sinker. You a father?
Yes, I am.
All right, then I'll say it. Happy Father's Day.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you a father?
Yes, I am a father. It would be nice to say it back to me.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, you son of a bitch.
Your kids even speak to you?
Yeah. Do yours?
Some of them.
Wait a second. How many kids you got?
Now, looky here.
Looky here. Where do you get with this looky here?
Looky here.
Jeez. What a pain in the ass you are. You're a pain in the ass.
I wanted to ask you.
I tried being peaceable.
Well, I am peaceable.
Doesn't sound it. What did you want to ask me?
Well, look here.
Jesus, jumping.
I wanted to ask you because you are part of the public airwaves and considered essential personnel.
That's true. Something you're not.
Because I like to celebrate Father's Day, but I need to know something.
All right. I'll be glad to help you. See?
Because I haven't gotten a text or a phone call or nothing. What I need to know is, according to the government,
yeah,
is the strip club going to be able to be open on Sundays, or did they say, no, you got to wear a mask?
I don't know if the strip clubs, are they going to be open on Sundays or no, you got to wear a mask? Well,
yes, sir.
Wouldn't you think that if a strip club was open and you used to work at one, remember you had the barbecue out back, you would think that if you're in close proximity that you probably have to wear a mask?
Well, I'd say some of these gals make more money if they wore a damn bag over their head.
Now, look, it's Father's Day. I'm sure you probably have a daughter that's of dancing age.
I have many daughters. I have many sons, sir.
Stop.
And all I'm trying to figure out is whether I need to wrangle up my gas grill from the strip club, because we're going to have a family gathering. I'm trying to determine if that's going to happen here at the park or if we're going to have a family gathering like tradition where we normally have a Father's Day celebration in back of the strip club in the parking lot.
Wait a second. You'd bring your kids to the back parking lot of the strip club?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know that that's appropriate.
Was that appropriate or not?
It's a dang
parking lot.
Why don't you go and plan for the park? Why don't you go and plan for that?
Because then I got, as a matter of fact, I got 2 gas grills and I got a smoker over there.
How many people are you expecting for this Father's? How many kids? I don't know that I've ever asked you this.
How many kids do you have?
Sir, I honestly do not know the answer.
Right, and you know, I was going to follow that up with how many do you give child support to? Probably not that many. You know what? You got a taking pride. Got a bunch of kids.
Well,
you take care of none of them. You take care
here,
of none of them.
Look here, I got immunity toward child support because I'm disabled.
You're disabled? You're a drunk. But what are you? How are you disabled?
I filled out a form, and I got, what do they call that? A play card. That you put on your mirror that shows a wheelchair, so you can park wherever you damn well please.
Are you in a wheelchair? Do you have a debilitating injury that makes you worthy of having one of those little things you put in the window? Or are you just cheating the system, which I think you are?
I don't know what you're talking about, but there is times that I would prefer not to have to walk too far.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't make you disabled.
As a disability.
What disability do you have?
Look here.
No, you answer the question.
I got a disability that I'm afflicted with.
What's that?
That makes me sometimes not want to have to walk from the back end of the parking lot up to the front.
Yeah. It's called drinking. It's called being drunk.
You say what you want, but this is about me and my kids, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to celebrate Father's Day. Okay?
Okay.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.